What does sisterhood mean to you? Sisterhood means loving and accepting someone where they are, but consistently inspiring them to their highest potential and God's will for their life. I grew up an only child, and I never got to experience a real sisterhood. I had friends, I had playmates, I even had a lot of girls that I considered very close and dear to me. But not one of them I looked at and said, "That's my sister." Even my cousins, I played with them, we spent time together, we spent the night at each other's homes, but I still didn't see them as my sister. So when I ask that question, what does sisterhood mean to you? I'm really asking myself, what does sisterhood mean to me? Because I want to experience a sisterhood. I want to become a part of a sisterhood. I want to give what it takes to be a sister and receive it back. So when I asked these questions, I sat down and I said to myself, what would I want in a sister? What qualities would I desire to have in a sister, and would I want to be able to give back to that sister? So I came up with five qualities that I believe is only my perspective, my opinion, that I believe makes a good sister. And that if I were a part of a sisterhood, this is what I would do, and I would make sure to give and to be all of these qualities, and I would want it reciprocated back to me. So the first quality is loyalty. Loyalty is being a person that your siblings or your sister can count on. And that's it. Just be able to be there. Like, be the person they can come to. And you be that person too. And you make sure that no matter what is going on in your life, in their life, that you will be there. And I don't necessarily mean that you have to be there physically all the time. You know, it may just be a phone call where you answer and, your ear, or whether it be just knowing that if they're not in a certain place, that they know you can stand in their place and be them. That's how I describe it, because that's what I would want. So be loyal, and be make sure that that person is loyal to you. The second quality is honesty, and it explains itself. Be honest. Tell the truth. That sister should tell you the truth. There should never be a time where either one of you cannot tell the truth, cannot be honest with each other, even when it hurts, even if it's telling you something that one of you has held in for years, or has held in and not said it because you didn't want to hurt the other person's feelings, or you didn't want to, end the relationship, or you didn't want them to look at you differently. Just be honest. Because honesty always wins, even when it hurts. Trust me, I know. Even when it hurts, honesty always wins in the end. Because at least when you and that sister sit down 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now, you can go back and say, "It really hurt me when you said that, but I respect you because you were honest with me." That's what I want in a sister, and that's what I want to be for a sister. The third quality is compassion. Compassion. What is compassion? Compassion is being able to give yourself feel how that person may be feeling at the time, how that sister may be thinking, and being there through all their mistakes. They may make a lot of foolish mistakes, and you may make foolish mistakes too. But when you make the mistake, or when your sister makes a mistake, you should feel that, and you should even know that at that moment, be compassionate. Don't gloat, don't celebrate in their misery, don't say, I told you so, just be there. And to me, that's compassion, because you can tell your sister all day, hey, if you don't save your money and your car breaks down, or your roof leaks, or anything, your child gets sick, then you are going to regret it, because you're going to need some money to pull from to be able to take care of those things. But you see them going out shopping, just getting extra items that you know that they can do without. And you keep looking at them like, I know it's going to happen. Even when you know it's going to happen, you know it's going to crash. Just still be honest and still be compassionate, because no matter what, they still need you and you still need them. So, compassion. Have compassion for each other through everything, and be able to accept them even when they make the mistake that you told them not to make. When you've given them the advice, it's okay. Just be patient and be compassionate. The fourth quality is listening. We have to listen to each other. That's obvious. But a lot of people don't understand that one simple thing. A lot of people don't know how to listen well. I have learned as my mother that I have to listen way more than I talk. And that can be very hard because I kind of look at my children sometimes as little plants. And I feel like I planted the seed, now I have to water it. I have to, make sure it gets sunlight. So I have to listen. I have to, I want to be able to tell them things that will protect them, that will help them when they become adults. So I talk a lot more, and I'm so eager to give them the teacher in me. I want to teach, I want to tell, I want to give them experiences, but a lot of times I need to just listen to them. And honestly, that's what a sisterhood should be based on, is listening. Because if your sister has some problem, or if your sister needs to vent, if your sister just wants to talk, just to talk and, open her heart to you, just listen. Don't worry about what she's saying. Don't worry about if it's you agree, don't agree, if you do believe in it, you don't believe. Don't be controversial. Just listen. Because we don't know how to listen well. We want to talk, 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 but not use these two ears that God gave us. That's why we have two ears and only one mouth. We should listen way more than we talk. So make sure you listen well, and that sister needs to listen well as to you when you have problems as well. Now, the last quality is trustworthy. Now, trustworthy, I know, is to me the most important, because if you want to be a better sister, prove that you are trustworthy. Sometimes we have come in contact with people in our lives that we can truly, truly trust. And sisters most times make the best candidates for that. And what I mean is that most times, if you grew up with a sister, if you had a close cousin, or if you had a best friend, most times they would prove themselves to be trustworthy just through life experiences, just through situations that you both were in, and she proved that she was trustworthy. So trust that person, and that person needs to be able to trust you. That's the way I can sum that up. Now, these five qualities are essential to a long-lasting sisterhood. I definitely want to take these qualities and work on being able to give them so that when I do meet and I come in contact with another sister, I am ready to give these qualities, but I also want to receive them. I want to have that reciprocated back to me. In order to fix anything in the world, we have to learn how to have solid, essential relationships. And in those relationships with women, we need to build sisterhood. There's a difference between a friendship, a relationship, and sisterhood. So in order to have a strong sisterhood, we need to have these qualities. We need to give these qualities. We need to be able to compromise. We need to be able to communicate well with each other. We need to be able to listen to each other. Because I know that the root to the problems of the world and mankind is that we don't have solid sisterhood. The only way to fix it is through sisterhood. It may sound strange. It may sound outrageous. It may sound weird to you. But I stand by what I say when I said we only need to fix our sisterhood. We have to go back to the root. We have to, because we are mothers. We carry and bear children. So we are the center of the universe, and that means we have to connect with each other in order for mankind to be balanced, in order for mankind to have love and peace. Because when we are at odds with each other, when we don't have a bond, when we don't have a sisterhood, no one else will. The best part of any civilization in any village is the strong bond that a sisterhood brings.